Radio Plus. Listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and we have a great show planned for you today. Really great show. We're not going to leave the pets out, because you can't be a superhuman without taking care of your pets. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Leslie Burke, CEO of Wise Choice Medicine. And we're going to be talking about canine cataracts. And you know, chances are if you have a dog or have had dogs, you know that this is a real condition. We're going to talk about that, what you can do about it. And then later in the show, we're actually going to be doing a Facebook Live of the second hour with Dr. Nasha Winters and Jess Higgins Kelly about their new book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. You know, a lot of people are like, yeah, we've already talked about this, Carl. You've been talking about this for years, but we can't talk about it often enough, because there are every day there are tens of thousands of messages out there telling people that cancer is a genetic a predisposition, that it has to be addressed with genetics, and nothing is further from the truth. So every time we have a chance to talk about cancer as a metabolic disorder, we're going to do it on this show. But without further delay, let me bring my guest on, Leslie Burke. How you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So I had the pleasure of meeting Rodney Habib. Do you know who Rodney is?
I've heard the name.
So Rodney runs a website called Planet Pause, and
okay,
also a
okay.
Facebook page. He's got a huge following. Every one of his videos gets like 5 million, 6 million, 7 million views. And he has brought to the forefront the linkage between metabolic disorders in pets and their owners. And it makes perfect sense, right? We, as a population, we are dealing with metabolic disease today. It is the root of many of the disorders that plague us: heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease. You can go through the list. They all have a metabolic linkage. And mm-hmm. and guess what? For the first time, dogs are developing all the same diseases as their owners. They're developing type 2 diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease. It's just amazing. And we're going, oh my God, our pets are developing the same diseases as us. And one of those problems that pets seem to develop, and it used to be just certain breeds, but now mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what breed it is cataracts. We've all seen this, the dog with the milky colored
yep.
eyes. It gets so progressive, he walks into walls. It's so sad, isn't it?
It is the saddest thing. It is the saddest thing, and it is so true. And what's so interesting, I think, is that, you know, humans are not eating a healthy diet, and our dogs, you know, when you look at what's in dog food and what most people are feeding their dogs, they certainly are not. And not to mention, all of the environmental toxins and radioactive stuff, our computers, our dogs are laying right at our feet all day when we're working on our computers. What do you think those EMF rays are doing to them, right?
Oh my gosh, you're right, yeah.
You know, I mean, they are exposed to all of the horrible things, the chemtrails, I mean, you know, and you can go as far as you want, but they aren't missing this, and so it makes perfect sense to me what you just said, absolutely.
Okay, so Cansee Eye Drops is the product we're going to talk about today, and there's a reason that we have to talk about this product. As you can hear from the commercials, I've been using the product for over 11 years. I still don't need reading glasses. If you think that, I'm going to be 59 in June 11th.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I go out to dinner with friends of mine, and they're like, hey, they hand me their menu. What does this say? And it's like,
yeah.
I know that it's not by accident. It's because of these eye drops.
Yeah. We have, like I said before, we have surgeons who order the product from us because they have to keep their vision, you know, optimal, along with pilots and people who their livelihood depends on their vision. They order from us to use the product preventively. Interestingly, and I know we're talking about dogs today, and that was the initial research that was done, but then they went on and did do the human clinical trials. But as a preventive and so many dogs are getting cataract. I mean, if your dog is showing signs of diabetes, it's interesting. The diabetes, yes, does contribute to cataract, but almost worse is the period of time that you're trying to get the optimal insulin dose established in dogs.
Yeah.
And it's during that time that the endocrine system is really being affected that cataracts can become so aggressive in dogs. It's like your dog goes blind overnight. It's heartbreaking. It is the worst. And the longer it takes to get that dose optimal, the worse the cataract gets because it's a very aggressive process. And so if your dog was already on CanSee eye drops, for example, and you had good carnosine. It's carnosine is the natural peptide that's inside the CanSee eye drops. Then the likelihood of cataract is diminished huge. I mean, it's just huge. You're not likely to get that when you go through that process.
It's interesting that you point this out about insulin. So, you know, there's been a recent study was just published, and a good friend of mine, Adele Musa, wrote about it, that if you have type 2 diabetes, which is not a disease, it's a disorder that you can correct through diet, exercise, proper sleep. There's a variety of lifestyle changes, and you can completely reverse it. So it's not a disease. But if you have type 2 diabetes mellitus, and they put you on insulin, once you've been on insulin for like 4 or 5 months, then you will never be able to correct it with diet and exercise and lifestyle changes. Once you make that alteration to the body, the body goes around a turn that it can't come back from. And here's why. The pancreas, the hypothalamus, there's a feedback loop about how much insulin is being used. The pancreas actually oscillates the production of insulin. When you give yourself a shot, it's a steady stream. The body doesn't recognize it. It's not the same thing as your body producing its own insulin. Once you start using insulin, injectable insulin, that's it. Game over. You're screwed forever.
Wow. So you basically stop the communication.
Yes.
You're intercepting the natural communication. And so, yeah, I can understand that. I have heard of people who've been on insulin for years, though, who have actually taken themselves off. But I imagine it was a very rigorous, difficult process. It's a horrible thing. And you're right. It's not a disease. I don't like the word disease. I like the word imbalance. And I think, you know, most things in our body are right. You know, you can right them again. It's just a matter of fixing that imbalance, and figuring out what that is. And with the amount of knowledge we have now and the independence people are feeling and empowerment people are feeling because of shows like this, and they're actually willing to go out and look, you know, 20 years ago, you started talking about some of these things, people thought you were a nut. And I don't think younger people realize, you know, how far we've really come. Because truly there was a brainwashing that had been going on for so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, you basically couldn't blow your nose unless you checked with your doctor first, right?
Yeah, right.
And so you and a lot of us that were out there 20, 25, 30 years ago trying to break through and get this knowledge out to people were being called quacks and nut jobs and...
And
now I feel like people's minds and hearts have really opened, and they're enjoying the empowerment and the freedom to choose and find answers. There's still, you know, an uphill battle with the corruption that goes on, but fortunately, research like what's going on with the CanSee eye drops is out there. People have options now. You don't have to just go get surgery or give up on the fact that your dog is going to be blind for the rest of his life, or, you know, and this is just the current breakthrough. There'll be another one in a year or two. You watch. It'll even be faster.
You know what's really interesting? When I first started to promote CanSee eye drops, going on our 12th year now, there were people out there who just couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that you could do something with an eye drop over the course of months that their doctor was telling them only surgery would correct. Now, fast forward almost 12 years later,
yeah,
the product has grown in popularity because of word of mouth. People have used it and gone, oh, my God, my cataracts went away. See, and this is what you're pointing out. When you and I first started talking about this product, there was such a large consensus of people who just couldn't believe it. Here we are almost 12 years later. The product has grown in popularity because it really does what it says it's going to do. Do you know now? I have a friend, you know, I used to be, I was going to school to be an optometrist. You know this. We've talked about this story.
Yeah.
I have a friend named Charlie Capitti who lives Charlie Bonafide, who owns a string of optical stores in New York, who sent me a study a few months ago that now the ophthalmologic industry is looking at this notion that cataracts is a dysbiosis of metabolism in the eye, and it can be corrected with nutrients and eye drops. So if you waited for them 12 years ago, you got the operation.
That's right.
It's shocking. It's really shocking.
Yeah. You know, they used to always say you can't unfry an egg. That was the classic thing. You know, if the feedback we would say, or people would tell their doctors, and the doctors would say, well, you know, it's just floating around on the surface of the eye. How can it be doing anything? Assuming because the eye was avascular that you weren't getting delivery. Yeah, you know, just grand assumptions that were very inaccurate, you know, and all they had to do was look at the published data. But of course, that was too much to ask. So,
you know, interestingly enough, part of the, and we talked about this recently on a show, we talked about pet food with a Dr. Karen, I can't think of her last name, but it'll come to me in a second. She's brilliant. She was actually one of the veterinarians interviewed for the documentary Pet Fooled. And she told a story that during World War II, metal was in short supply. They needed it for ammunition. They needed it for tanks. They needed it for all this sort of stuff. So we went from canned dog food to kibble. That is the reason why dogs eat kibble. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Dogs, when they eat kibble, it sickens them, because they need moisture in their food. They need fat in their food. And more importantly, kibble is cooked to such a great degree that it actually has a 25-year shelf life. Think about that. It's like eating cardboard, and it destroys the dog's kidneys, liver, everything. It's just horrible. It's like poisoning your dog slowly. Well, guess what else it does? It contributes to the development of cataracts. I mean, think about it. It makes perfect sense. It's drying the dog out. It's rotting the dog from the inside out. And some dogs are more susceptible to others, and they develop cataracts from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. And it's so funny. You know, you see this epidemic of this condition for dogs, and people just act like it's always been that way. But it hasn't. It hasn't always been.
Wait. Who acts like that? The veterinarians act like that. People know that. If you go to the veterinarian, they act like, cataracts, it's no big deal. Well, why are so many dogs have cataracts? Oh, because there's a lot more dogs. That's nonsense. And these veterinarians love it. They love the money they're making today.
Well, and they basically charge almost the same amount for canine cataract surgery.
Yeah. There's no health insurance. You got to pay it out of pocket if you love your dog.
That's right. The good news about, this product in particular is that it's so fast.
Right.
So many things you take for a long period of time and you're hoping that it's helping you, but you're not 100% sure. You don't have a real marker that you can use. But when you're using this product and you're actually looking at your dog's eyes, you can actually see the cataract shrinking. And often within weeks, you start seeing improvement, depending, of course, on the severity of the cataract. And, of course, if you're dealing with a diabetic dog, you're fighting a little bit more of an uphill battle because the insulin factor is still playing out as you are trying to reverse the condition, right? So it can take longer. But generally, within the first month, you see some kind of sign of improvement, and by 3 months, you're seeing pretty dramatic results. So this isn't something that you have to do for, 2 years and hope it's helping. You know, you can actually see improvements quite quickly, and it becomes very exciting. It's really exciting. Can you imagine,
Yes.
Looking at your dog and watching that happen. And often, even, it's kind of hard to tell when you're looking at the eye because cataract, even when it's thinning out, reflects the light, and so often it can look like it's still there when in fact it's thinned out for quite a bit. So you also have to pay very close attention to your dog's behavior, because that, you know,
they stop
that
walking
really
into walls.
A lot.
Yeah, they stop, right? They stop walking into walls all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, and they regain their confidence. Often, you know, you'll notice they kind of shut down when they can't see. They're more cautious. They lose their zest for life. It's amazing how much this affects dogs. It really is really a sad thing to see. And they start having more confidence. You'll notice that they aren't hesitating so much at the doorway, or, you know, when they're going from a dark room into a light environment, they really, you know, struggle in those changes with cataract. And you'll notice that there isn't that hesitation, that fear factor. It really is heartwarming when you start seeing those changes.
I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something else. I've had people who have used Kansi eye drops with their pets and had great success, but the biggest challenge they have is putting the drops in the eyes. I have a feeling that you have some angles and suggestions on that. We're talking right now with Leslie Burke. We're talking about a product that I've been using for almost 12 years now, and it is absolutely the reason that I do not need reading glasses. There's no doubt in my mind about it, because whenever I stop using it for just a couple months, and Leslie knows this is true because all of a sudden I'll reach out to her and say, I've stopped using it for a couple months. You know, it's like homeowners insurance. Your house doesn't burn down for 30 years. You think, what the hell am I paying this for? And then all of a sudden you drop your homeowners insurance, your house burns down. So yeah. Whenever I stop using Kansi, and the same thing is with Elisa, she'll say to me, oh, I got to start using my Kansi again. I'm having to squint in order to see things. This stuff, there's a lot of supplements out there that make a lot of promises. This is one that truly delivers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Kansi eye drops. I've been using Kansi for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Kansi eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Kansi eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Kansi eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Kansi eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Kansi eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Leslie Burke from Wise Choice Medicine. And we're talking about a product that I have used and endorsed because of my usage called Can-See Eye Drops, which is the single best, call it a supplement, for your eyes. And, you know, and I got to say something real quick. It's intelligent. Why would you, I mean, I get it. There's nutrients that you can consume that will affect your eyes. I get that. But when you want to affect the eyes directly and quickly, use eye drops. And Dr. Babayachev did the research. I want to say it was 50,000 individuals back then.
There was a follow-up study that had that many people in it. Yeah, that was more of an overall kind of a long-term feedback study. He had several pharmacists and doctors working with him on collecting the data for that. And, the results were quite remarkable. But there were the more controlled, double-blind, placebo-based, you know, clinical trials that were done in much smaller numbers, of course, but irrefutable data that was collected in those studies. So,
and we know that the product works because, as I said a second ago, it's 12 years later, and mm-hmm. people are buying this stuff and they order it every single month, like me, because when you stop using it, all of a sudden your eyes start going where they would have gone had you not used the eye drops.
Well, I think it's important to kind of just go over the fact that, you know, this is a very fundamental peptide that we are reintroducing to the eyes that we have this amazing abundance of when we're young. Dogs and humans have an abundance of this when they're young. And as we're aging and exposed or having disease or exposed to toxins, that becomes less and less and less in the eyes. And what they found in the clinical trials is that prior to the onset of almost every single degenerative eye condition, whether it's presbyopia or glaucoma or cataracts, there was a deficiency of that peptide. And when you reintroduce it, all of the healing and repair mechanisms in the eye start working like they should and like they were designed to do again. So you're sort of cheating the aging process, if you will, or giving yourself a leg up in this toxic world that we live in. And the eyes love it. Quite often people will have vision improvements within the first few days, not necessarily because the cataract is being reversed, but because the eye is being supported so beautifully and you've just got a happier, healthier eye on your hands and it's performing better for you, right?
Right.
The real significant, you know, reversal of oxidation or reversal of cataract or improvement in eye pressure, of course, that takes, you know, months before you're going to see dramatic improvements in those areas. But it doesn't mean you're not going to get some visual improvements along the way.
So what do you do when people call you and say, you know, I'm trying to get this in my Shih Tzu's eye, but, you know, he won't cooperate. What do you tell him?
Couple tips there. Initially, don't put any drops in your dog's eye at all. Let him smell the vial and offer a treat, okay? Mm. And then hold the vial up to the face and offer a treat. And even rub the treat on the vial so he smells it and associates it. I've had people even, you know, pull the dog's eyes open and actually hold the vial up by the eye and give a treat. You know, just do that a few times first so they have a positive association with the vial. And then the other option, there's several ways you can apply the drops. If you have a larger dog and you can kind of get behind them, and you put your hand under their chin and you reach up with your thumb and you can kind of pull that lower lid down and then just line the vial up over to one of the corners of the eye and just drop a drop in that way. Other people actually pull that looser skin out from the eye. That's that lower lid. You can kind of pull it out and make a little pocket and actually just drop it right in that little pocket.
Interesting.
So you play around with them, but if you've got a calm and relaxed dog, but if you just wrestle them and try to force it in, you gotta put these drops in two or three times a day, right? You don't want to be doing that two or three times a day.
Right.
So it's really important to take the time in the beginning to make it a positive experience, you know, really praise them afterwards. After they get them a few times, it makes their eyes feel so wonderful. We have many, many customers reporting that the dogs are, you know, really eager to get the drops in. They just grab
really?
Loose type
well,
of
especially,
drops.
Especially if they think they're going to get a treat. That's like the Pavlovian dog experiment, well, right?
Yeah, just like you would do anything else,
right.
You know, it's kind of common sense. But I think people have a lot of anxiety about, you know, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But it's really easier than you think.
Yeah, and so getting back to the regimen itself, right? So you have to do this a couple, three times a day for the dog.
Yeah.
And is it just one drop in each eye three times a day?
Yeah. It's a different dosing than for humans. The advantage that dogs have over humans is that they don't break down the product as quickly. They don't have the same immune system in the
really?
Eye that humans do. That's right. So we have a longer half-life of action in the eyes with the product when you put the drops in. And so the dose for humans with cataracts is 4 drops a day. The dose for dogs is 3 drops a day. And even 2 drops a day will benefit. But especially if you've got a fairly mature cataract, if you've got a dog with diabetes or an inflammatory condition, try to get that 3rd drop in, especially in the beginning. Once you start seeing improvement and you start noticing that there's improvement, you can actually drop back to the 2 drops a day because the improvement won't start happening until you've reestablished carnosine levels in the tissue. And so once you've got those levels up, then it's very easy to maintain them. So
yeah, because you're just topping it off now at that point.
That's right. You're just keeping it at that level. And the indicator of that is when you start seeing improvement. So you can use that as your measurement, okay? And so generally in the beginning, 3 drops a day, if possible. Of course, if people are working, it's difficult. But 1 drop in the morning, 1 drop midday, or as soon as you get home from work, and then 1 drop later in the evening if you're working.
Mm-hmm.
Not right before bed. We actually want your puppy to use his eyes for a while after the drops have been applied. There's more benefit. They're very powerful detoxifiers. They're pulling toxins out of the eyes, and we want that coming out of the waste system in the eye effectively. We don't want them to just go right to sleep after that last drop has been put in.
Yeah, and then obviously something called tear pump, right? Because every time you blink, there's a phenomenon called tear pump that recoats the eye. So you're basically, it's like basting a turkey, right? You baste the turkey. The more you baste it, the moister it stays. Well, if you're putting that in your eye and blinking for the next couple hours, you're actually rebasting the eyeball with it over and over
again. Right.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. I've never heard it put quite like that, Carl, but that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I like that analogy. That's really great.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's nice to have an ophthalmologist on the phone.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Background.
So some of that schooling paid off occasionally when I say something witty like that, but that's about all I get nowadays.
And you do want to kind of keep them calm for a second or two afterwards. You can even cup your hand over the eye so that they're not blinking a whole lot in the beginning, so that it does stay in their eye better. You don't want to just press their eye shut or anything, but just if you cup your hand over their eye a little bit, just like a little cup, they'll sit there and not move around too much, and you make sure that you've gotten good absorption of the drop.
What percentage of people who call you to buy drops, Can-See eye drops for their pets, convey to you that their dog is in fact diabetic or even a full-blown, you know, on insulin type 2 diabetic dog? Or do you even ask? Do you ask that question? The people
oh,
in your
do.
Office
we
ask,
do
that,
ask
question.
That question.
What percentage of them actually have dogs that are diabetic?
And to give you an exact percentage, I wouldn't know, but I would say probably 35%. That would be, a conservative estimate. I'd say probably the people who call us the most are people with diabetic dogs. They're in a panic, you know, And, their dogs are losing their vision right before their eyes. It is really one of the it's just so awful.
It's very tragic.
And so I don't know if that's standing out in my mind because of the urgency when they're calling. I haven't ever, you know, collected that data, but you know, just off the top of my head, I'd say 35 to 40% of the people calling.
I have a feeling that there's a lot of dogs out there that the pet owners don't know that the dog has type 2 diabetes at all because they've just never been to the veterinarian to get that designation, but their dog's developing cataracts, and so they're addressing the cataract, the symptom itself. But I have to believe, with what I'm starting to learn from people like Karen Becker, that's her name, Dr. Karen Becker, and from Rodney Habib, the rate of insulin resistance in dogs is actually starting to outpace their human counterparts. And so I have to believe that a lot of them really
do. Like you said, the kibble is probably just nothing but carbohydrate. I mean, they say there's high protein in there, but you're still getting that carbohydrate component.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can imagine what that does to the blood sugars.
Well, and that was just exposed. There was a recent article that I read that they just exposed that, you know, we've been complaining about label claims for humans for a long time. Well, pet food is even worse because no one's really paying attention to it. No one cares. Mm-hmm. They have ways of fudging the label claims on pet food so that exactly what you're saying, that there's a lot more carbohydrates in there than you think there are.
Well, the dogs, you know, they get tired of it, so they must be putting more sugars in there and things to make them be addicted, you know, sort of, so to speak.
Yeah, want
you know,
it more, yeah. Yeah.
They don't like it. They don't love it. You know, they eat it because they have no choice, you know. So.
Right. So if a person were to start using the eye drops, but they did not correct their dog's condition, like let's say they don't know that the dog has diabetes or the onset of diabetes, and they're giving the eye drops, will they still see the results, or are there non-responders out there?
There are people that their dogs are just in, they just maybe have multiple conditions and they have so much inflammation going on. I mean, they generally get some improvement, but not the level of improvement that you would expect or hope to see. Right. And so we do ask that question. You know, we ask always, is your dog dealing with any inflammatory conditions? You know, and let them know that that is something they want to be aware of and try to address, you know, to the best of their ability to improve the outcome. But generally they're going to see, you know, they're going to notice some improvement, and they're in, you know, you're happy with any kind of improvement, right? It's you see improvement, you're happy, but not the type of improvement sometimes that we would like them to get. And with cataracts, it's a little bit more of an uphill battle. I tell people that, and a lot of times people will call us just within days of going on the insulin because they're seeing the cataract. And I tell them that we're not going to see a lot of improvement while you guys are going through this adjustment period, because when they're adjusting all of that, it's just so aggressive. But you're still, you know, elevating carnosine levels so that when you do find that plateau and you do get the dosing stabilized and you're not messing around with that, that's when the carnosine that you've been putting in now will start working, and you continue. From that point on, you can start expecting to see improvements, and they do.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about complete eradication of the cataract. Is that a realistic goal, and if so, how long does it take, assuming that the insult that we were just discussing has to be removed from the dog? In other words, the net effect is only going to be the insult minus the treatment. And if the insult is not removed, then you're not going to see the same results. But I want to talk about if it's realistic to look for complete eradication when we come back. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So we will not be doing a Facebook Live today during the second hour because we do not have a good internet connection between myself and our two guests that will be joining us to talk about their new book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer, which is a very, very important discussion. It kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today, to tell you the truth, because 90% of the disease states that we have today can be traced back to the foods we eat and the lifestyles we lead. And we are doing it to our dogs, too. We love our dogs. They love us. So why shouldn't they have the diseases we have? So we can bond better. Who knows? But anyway, you know, it's really sad. But is it realistic for a person to, assuming that they have eradicated the insult, whatever that be, they're getting the inflammation under control, the dog is being fed a more ketogenic type diet, which, by the way, Keto Pet Sanctuary has now reversed some of the most aggressive forms of cancer in dogs. I think it's like over 50 dogs now. And wow. these are dogs that their owners brought them to various veterinarian clinics in Texas to euthanize them.
And the vet said, look, there's this deal. You got to give the dog to them. They take the dog. They keep the dog. They've only lost two dogs. Only lost two dogs so far that they could not turn around their cancers with a strict ketogenic diet.
Wow.
And so the people say, well, I was going to put them down anyway. So, yeah, let's give them to them. And they would bring them to their place in Texas. They have CT scan. They give the dogs all the same standards of care as humans get. And they're about to publish a study of their results. So when we talk about metabolic origins of cancer, believe me, folks, this is not tin hat wearing, you know, aliens abducting us in the middle of the night type stuff. This is happening in humans as well as dogs. And so when we look at these dogs, assuming that the threat has been arrested, the person has put the dog on a good diet of raw, fresh foods, and the dog is changing the lifestyle. Is it realistic to see a complete eradication, a complete clearing up of the eyes and removing the cataracts completely from the dog?
No. You're going to see a complete clearing of the oxidation. But you have to remember the lens has now been altered,
mm-hmm.
right? The lens
right.
has been altered somewhat by cataract. It's not the same smooth, silky, perfect lens that you had prior to the onset of cataract.
Right.
But you will no longer have a diminishment of light coming in.
Mm.
So their vision is restored, okay?
Right.
So if a doctor looks at that lens, he's going to see that it's not a perfect lens, right? But the oxidation now is cleared, and so there's no diminishment of the vision from any type of oxidation. Right.
Does the veterinarian go, wow, the dog's eyes look better than they did?
We have so many vets that actually refer people to us. It's interesting. Very few order from us. Isn't that an interesting distinction?
Yeah.
They refer their people to us, but we have some holistic vets who do. But they don't order, and I think it's, again, it's just, that indoctrination factor, right?
Yeah.
But we do get a lot of referrals, interestingly, and I've always found that curious. But
it's almost like they don't want to keep the people from having the success just because it's not an arrow in their quiver, and they refuse to cross over and admit that what they're doing isn't working. So they just go, hey, go call this company.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that at some of the seminars for vets, the information has been presented, and of course they have their version of a cataract eye drop, which is five times as expensive and is not the patented, not using the raw material that was used in the clinical trials.
Right.
So the effective rate isn't nearly as good. But, I don't know where that crossover is, but that's just been our experience. But, yeah, and we've had so many human customers. Of course, you get more feedback from them because they're actually talking to their doctors.
Yeah, they can talk.
Eyes.
Yeah, they can talk. Yeah.
They talk.
Yeah.
And that have gone to a different eye doctor. And they were diagnosed with cataract at a previous exam, had been using CAN-C for a year, had moved, gone to another doctor, went in and got their eyes checked. And no report of cataract. So doctors telling them they don't have cataract. Now, mind you, you can go to three different eye doctors and get three different diagnoses, right?
Right.
So
right.
So that's not, but often with people, if they've got it on your chart that you have a condition, there's nothing in their training that tells them that you can reverse it. So I've had people actually specifically decide to go to a different eye doctor so they could get an unbiased opinion of
yeah.
what was going on with their vision.
Yeah.
So there's all these little games we kind of have to play with that to get accurate information. But generally what you want to look for is an improvement in the distance vision. That's the measurable thing that people can look to when they're going back for their eye exams. Now with dogs you can't do that, but just their behavior will tell you.
It's funny because one of the things that I notice when I stop using my CAN-C eye drops mm-hmm. is that when I drive at night, I get that halo of headlights coming towards me. It's almost like the windshield is dirty, but I know it's not the windshield, it's my eyes. And when I use the CAN-C eye drops for probably about 2 to 3 weeks, I notice that I don't have that glare at night. And that glare is dangerous because I can't see the line on the road. I have to like, I have to look towards the edge of the road and drive by the right edge of the road because the guy coming towards me is literally blinding me with his headlights, and it's not his high beams. And I notice that every single time, and I go to Elisa, you know, I haven't been using my can't see. I've got to get more. And it just takes a few months. Now, interestingly enough, you actually espouse taking off from time to time, right?
Yeah. Dr. Babichayev actually suggests this once you've really got those carnosine levels nicely established. He suggests taking an entire week off about every 6 weeks or so. And he says that, you know, that there is a fine balance of all of these peptides in the eye, and that you don't want the others to become lazy, right? And so taking a little break here and there once you've got the levels nicely established is a really good idea. And keep in mind that once you've got those carnosine levels up, it does take several months for the levels to drop off again.
Right.
And so, you know, to drop off to a point where you're noticing like what you're talking about when you start seeing the halos.
Right.
It's like the eye has a memory for it, though, and when you start using them again, it only seems to take a few weeks to get the levels back
up. You know what I think it is? So the illusion that the crystalline lens in the eye receives no nutrition because it's avascular.
It's
an illusion because you've got two gelatin-like substances in the globe of the eye, the aqueous and vitreous humor. And so the globe of the eye has all of these blood vessels in it. They feed the gel, the aqueous and vitreous humor. Aqueous is in the front of the chamber of the eye. Vitreous is in the back. And then through kind of like an osmotic process, the nutrients get to the crystalline lens and the muscles and so on and so forth. So it makes perfect sense. And what I was going to say was the beauty of that system is that while it takes a long time to build up the levels, it also takes a long time for them to then diminish again.
That's right. Yeah. And we know that it's being established. I mean, there's higher levels of carnosine in the cornea, in the retina, in all the muscle systems of the eye. I mean, you know, it is really remarkable. So this is why, you know, people with macular degeneration report improvement. You know, eye pressure problems are better. Floaters diminish faster.
Yes.
It's you're just restoring the optimal function of all the healing and repair mechanisms in the eye. So it's an incredible thing. I mean, you know, that we can do in this world that we live in, and just, you know, only a couple drops a day preventively will prevent the likelihood of almost every degenerative eye condition.
So
I mean, what is that worth?
And so that, which leads me to the next statement, right? So if you have a dog and you're starting to notice that their eyes just aren't as clear as they used to be. They don't have that milkiness to them yet, but you're starting to notice that you can actually, it's almost like a 3D image. The iris is in front, and you have this kind of, this pale whiteness behind it. All of a sudden, you can actually see the edges of the iris because the lens is getting a little discolored. That's the time to start using these eye drops, not when the dog is walking into walls or you notice, you know, the dog doesn't like to go down the stairs anymore in the basement. It's because they can't see anymore. They're afraid to walk because they can't see. Basically, they're living their lives in the dark. So don't wait for that.
Well, and like I had said earlier, the lens is actually being altered.
Right.
You know, the structure of the lens is now being altered as well as you know, it's like, you know, if you clean off rust, the integrity of the metal now is different, right? And so so the sooner you start, right, the sooner you start, the less damage is being done to the integrity of the lens. So,
yeah.
You know, again, it's much easier to prevent a condition than
yes.
to reverse it once it's there. But
yes.
at least we have that option now. So
yes, and if your dog is starting to develop some cloudiness to the eye, you're starting to notice, like I said, the earliest sign that people will notice, it's not a milkiness, but all of a sudden you become aware of the dog's iris. You can see the edges of it because when the crystalline lens is clear, the inside of the eye, the chamber of the eye is pitch black. So the dog's iris and their pupil, if you will, the perimeter of the pupil, the aperture, is almost invisible because it's just black against black. But when that crystalline lens starts to change color, all of a sudden you become very, very aware of your dog's iris. That is when you should start using these drops. And also, that is when you should consider, what are you doing to your dog that is poisoning them? And 99% of the time, it's the food you're feeding them. Go watch the movie Pet Fooled. You will never feed your dog stuff that you buy from the store ever again. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Yeah, I mean, get a crock pot, cook some food for your
Well,
dog.
No, that's even, no, raw. Look, I
do the raw food for my dog,
yes.
as well.
People don't like to talk about it because it's almost like they think, oh my God, you feed your dog raw food, that's crazy.
I know, people are very funny about it, yeah.
Well, who's cooking wolves' food? Who's cooking the wolf? Who's cooking coyotes' food? Who's doing that? I mean, who's cooking the fox's mouse? Oh, the fox caught a mouse. Let's cook it for him. No, dogs eat raw meat, folks. Just get used to it. It's the truth. I know it's not popular in civilized culture to admit it, but they're animals. They're animals, just in case you haven't noticed.
And she loves it. I've got she's been eating the raw meat for her whole life.
The best thing. There are dogs out there that have been eating raw food their entire lives, like you just said, and they're 17 years old, and they look like they're four.
Yeah.
I mean, they have shiny coats. They're lively. They have no gray whiskers. They jump around. They don't get sick. And as soon as you tell somebody, well, you know, I feed my dog. Because when I was a kid, you know what the rumor was? Oh, never give a dog raw meat because then he'll have the bloodthirst, and then he's going to bite somebody.
Yeah, I remember that.
When we were kids, they used to say that, right?
That's so funny. I haven't thought of that in years.
Yeah, he'll have the bloodthirst. Once you feed him raw meat, then they have the bloodthirst, and then they're going to bite somebody because they want more flesh. It's the crazy stuff that we do with dogs. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you can find the Wise Choice Can't See Eye Drops banner ad, or just go to wisechoicemedicine.com. And
we do have quantity discount pricing available there, and so, you know, it's $39 for a box of the eye drops, and for dogs, that's going to last more than a month. And then we get them down, you know, much lower if you buy a 3-month supply and so on and so forth. So just go to the website, and of course, you know, our toll-free number. Do you want me to give that out?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay, 800-861-4936. And we have product specialists there who can answer your questions and help you decide, you know, how much to order and you know, whether or not your dog needs them or not.
And you know what? Use it yourself. If you buy it for your dog, use it yourself. If you buy it for yourself, use it on your dog. This is a product. No, I'm being sincere. You know, we order
separate vial.
Yes, of course. There's two vials in a box. We buy 6 boxes at a time. It's got a great discount on the website. So we buy 6 boxes at a time. It's a fantastic price point. Buy a couple boxes. Take one bottle and put Fido's name on it, and one bottle is yours. Keep it in your medicine cabinet. Use it yourself. Give it to your dog. Share the joy. Share the joy of good vision. I mean, it's
a
wonderful thing. So hopefully some people will pick up on this, because dogs, it's sad when they develop cataracts. It's sad when people develop them too, but it's sad when dogs do, because they don't tell you. I'm afraid.
Well, and fortunately, with dogs, you can actually see the cataract on the surface of their eyes. On humans, you don't see it until it's way beyond, you know, any possible help. But on dogs, you can actually see them. So we at least are given that information. So
you have been a sponsor of this show going on 12 years now. You realize that you are one of my original sponsors. Many have come and gone in that period of time. But you have been one of my original sponsors. You went through the transition of when we went syndicated to multiple markets, and then we pulled back and we did internet, and then we became podcasts. I want to thank you. I mean, you're like part of the family. You really are.
I feel like part of the family. But it's been wonderful to watch you grow. And I always believed in the message and what you were trying to accomplish, Carl. And I think you've helped, you know, so many people over the years. And we need more people like you out there. So
thank you for all the
work you've been doing.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Take care, Leslie. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about cancer. But it's optimistic discussion, because believe it or not, there are things you can do to keep yourself from getting cancer, and there are things that you can do to help rid your body of cancer. And it doesn't include chemotherapy or ionizing radiation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, every day there are literally tens of thousands of messages from various media outlets and magazines and even just discussions between people telling people that cancer is unavoidable. It's genetic. If you've got the gene, you're going to get the cancer. And nothing can be further from the truth. At every opportunity I get to discuss the metabolic origins of cancer, I do it because my one message, or the 150 messages today about that linkage, is dwarfed by the tens of thousands of messages that it is genetic. And quite frankly, what is considered the standard of care today for treating cancer is barbaric. I think many of you remember many years ago during a show, it ended up becoming a quote on Facebook. I said that chemotherapy, treating cancer with chemotherapy was akin to burning down the entire house to get rid of a stain on the carpet.
And that really is what it is. It's sad. People die 3 years later after taking cisplatin because of kidney failure. Women die from heart failure after left breast ionizing radiation. They don't die of their cancer, so they go down in the annals of medicine as success stories, but they died from the treatment. It's really sad. You know, I don't care if you believe in religion or you don't. We have this one life, and we're trying desperately to get it right, and we're being lied to by mainstream medicine. The top two killers in America today are heart disease and cancer. They both have metabolic origins. And I am still shocked today when I have these discussions in small groups where people look at me like I'm crazy. They haven't gotten the word. So we need more people out there talking about this because, quite frankly, the public is being lied to. My next guests are Dr. Nasha Winters and Jess Higgins Kelly. How you guys doing?
So good.
Good. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. This is the interview that almost didn't happen, but we're here. That's the important thing, right? So you heard what I said. You can take a step back and stay away from my comments. I tend to be a little bit left of center or right of center, depending on which side of the table you're standing on. But I am just tired and frustrated about the lie. When we hear this message that cancer is genetic, and if you have the gene, sorry, you're going to get the cancer. Nothing is further from the truth. And in fact, there's twin studies that show that that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nasha here, speaking up here, but last night you're speaking a very powerful message right now, Carl. And last night we even had the opportunity while doing our book launch party. We had a woman who walked through the bookstore and saw the title of our book and just said, gosh, I wish that were true, but I did everything right. I ate perfectly. I exercised, and I still got cancer. And we ended up in a very interesting dialogue in that, you know, everyone who comes to see somebody like me, they thought they were healthy until they're diagnosed. And what we hope to do with this book is to help people understand how to truly assess their terrain and dig deeper from the superficial, because there is so much more going on that meets the eye, and so much more that we can do early on to change the trajectory and change the statistics.
Well, isn't it also interesting? This is something that's another pet peeve of mine. When people say, "Well, I eat healthy," we just did a show the other day, and we talked about a doctor who was with Loma Linda. He's a cardiologist who's kind of switched up now. And, of course, Loma Linda is a Seventh-day Adventist secular organization. And so everybody there is vegan. And he's getting sick. He's getting heart disease. He's like, what's going on? I eat healthy. And when you start to poll people, this word eating healthy has become so ubiquitous and so unmeaning today because I did a show 7 years ago that we as a species have lost our instinct of what is our native diet. I mean, So tell me about the discussion. Did you probe her? What she considered eating healthy?
Jess, I'm going to have you run with this one,
please.
Yeah, we didn't ask her, you know, what her diet was, because she didn't seem that she was too interested in going down that road. But, you know, as I've been practicing nutrition for almost 10 years now, and it's funny because if people think they follow the current food plate, is that eating healthy? I mean, there's a lot of misinformation about what is healthy. And so we know that the recommended diet by the U.S. government is fall very short of a healthy diet, but people think if they're eating whole grain bread or things like that's healthy, and we know that it's not necessarily the healthiest foods to be eating.
No, and grains, I mean, you know, and I was just thinking about this today. I mean, I was thinking about people in institutions where the institutions decide what to feed them. This could be anything from a hospital to a school to a prison. And why these institutions aren't being held accountable for the fact that they are feeding people diets that will promote disease states.
Yeah.
It's just shocking to me today. It really is.
Well, and even promote mental health states. I mean, my gosh, back in the, as early as the 40s, we used to call this syndrome, they called it bread mania or bread brain. And we now know of it today as schizophrenia. And so we've had a long lineage of understanding how food affects our mind as well as our bodies. And so it is quite interesting that in some of the places where we actually have some control over what we feed someone, we could certainly be changing that standard and making a huge difference.
Let's talk about the ketogenic diet for a second. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it for so long now. In fact, my first guest on this show in 2005 was Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. And Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just on last week, actually. Mauro wrote the book, The Anabolic Diet, which was the first introduction to the ketogenic diet for sports. And a lot of his data came from the work that Keckwick and Pawan did. The ketogenic diet has been around for a long time, but all of a sudden, it has really gained traction, especially with the works of Dr. Seyfried and D'Agostino promoting it for cancer. But there's a lot of people out there who are saying, look, the ketogenic diet doesn't work for all cancers. What's your experience?
I'll start a little bit on this. This is Nasha. I have been working in this arena for myself and even up to tens of thousands of patients at this point over 25 years. And what I do know is ketogenic or not, a low carbohydrate diet is beneficial across the board,
yeah.
Across tumor types, across, even tissue types. And so depending on where somebody is in their process, depending how progressed they are, depending on what their ability is to even eat this way, that's a limiting factor. But there are definitely certain cancers that are more metabolically active, such as the brain, such as non-small cell lung carcinoma, a lot of the reproductive cancers, colorectal cancer. And so we do find in a lot of these environments that it makes a difference. And because Jess and I test our patients very carefully on laboratory assessment, this isn't a guess. This isn't a dogma. We're not, as Jess said last night to a group of people, this is not a philosophy. This is a reality of what the science and people's labs tell us. We treat based on what their labs are showing, not what they are. And I'm telling you, everybody is metabolically inflexible these days. And the keto, if nothing else, whether it's driving back the tumor itself or not, it is absolutely changing the rest of the terrain and the rest of the communication in the cells in the body.
Well, in fact, we did a show 3 years ago, and it was a study, I think it was from one of the UCs in California, mm-hmm. where they showed that feeding before chemo, getting a person into on a ketogenic diet and then feeding them a ketogenic diet throughout the chemo protected the healthy cells. And then there was another show that we did about 4 years ago where they showed that the recidivism rate of cancers coming back in people who were given the standard of care, but then one group went home and ate keto and the other group just went home and ate what they ate. The wow. group that went home and had keto didn't get any cancer back, but the ones that went home and just delved right back into their cancer-causing diets did.
Right.
So you have to fare better. Yeah.
And I think you just nailed it, because a lot of times whenever we look at a therapy as a standalone treatment for anything, we will fail, right? Because we're all biochemically unique. There are so many variables in this process that if you're depending on any one therapy, whether that is chemo, whether that is surgery, whether that is ketogenic diet or high dose vitamin C, you're going to fail if you don't bring on a multitude of supportive therapies to support the whole organism.
And this is one of the things I like about your book, because individualized supplementation, individualized diet, individualized medicine, we are starting to realize now that the number of polymorphisms out there across the population is vast.
Yeah.
And so this is why the pharmaceutical model really fails. This is why so many people get no benefit from pharmaceutical drugs, and a small little group of them do. And that's because they fail the individualized medicine criteria. And you do promote in this book bio-individualized therapy. So you're not just going, hey, keto is the answer, just do keto. You're actually going, you know, keto is one of the arrows in our quiver. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to put together a few things for you specifically. So talk about protein specifically. As we know, methionine, we know leucine, we know some of these other substrates can feed certain cancers. So ketogenic isn't only the answer, right?
Yeah, Jeff, run with this one.
Yeah, well, we're isolating individual amino acids, and I think that's failing to sort of look at the big picture. There is really interesting emerging information, certainly in, you know, the glutamine discussion and what we're seeing in methionine. And what we do with ketogenic diet is it also is fine-tuned. So it depends on the person. So some people can't get into ketosis because they're really metabolizing their protein, you know, through the process of gluconeogenesis, and they just can't get it. It's turning into glucose more for them. So in some cases, there's no protein, you know, or very, very little, maybe just a little bit of really high-quality fish or some, you know, duck eggs or something that's really anti-inflammatory or anti-allergenic, you know, those type of things, and maybe not eggs. It really does depend on the person. Yeah. It depends on their process. And where we've gotten so distracted is just making broad recommendations across the board. Mm. And it's like, you know, with us, we take 2 hours intakes on clients to really look at their labs and look at their process and get a real sense of what's happening here before we start making blanket recommendations like, oh, ketogenic for all, or, you know, oh, high protein diet for you. It really, really do have to dig into someone's terrain before we start tweaking and fine tuning these types of things. And protein is a big one. That's a big conversation that does get fine tuned for people.
Did you see?
And I love it.
Okay. Good. I'm sorry. No, please go.
Well, I was just going to add to that about, you know, this issue is where we started to see the discussions and the concerns and a few of the studies, more cell line, mind you, based studies on the issues of some of these isolated proteins. What where Jeff and I have been able to overcome this and even overcome the concern and see great benefit in our patients is implementing components or variable processes of intermittent fasting. Because if you are then in the intermittent fasting process, you're avoiding all of those proteins, and you're kind of using this pulse approach, you know, kind of a little bit of the accelerator pedal, brake pedal. And so we don't have to guess. The body gets to do the wise thing that it knows to do, and we can override some of those concerns.
You know, I have gotten away from the term intermittent fasting, and it's because it's a lightning rod. There are people out there. You know, no, it is. Yeah. People always, you know, people want to pick on it. Oh, you know, fasting. And there's people out there who think that intermittent fasting is akin to starvation. And this is so what I like to say is a more ancestral meal frequency pattern. And this is why I just texted this to my daughter this morning, who texted me and said, "Dad, how long do I have to fast to be into intermittent fasting?" And so I said, you know, I said, we have to look to, you know, past 40,000 years before we became agrarian and we had food at our disposal and we were growing monoculture crops. We woke up in the morning and we went looking for food. We were hungry. We didn't eat yet. Breakfast didn't happen until 40,000 years ago when we were growing monoculture crops, and it didn't become embedded in our society until the assembly line says, hey, we don't want to pay for you to eat all day. We're going to pay for one meal, lunch. You eat breakfast at home and dinner at home. And, you know, this idea that and people are constantly publishing studies about, well, if you skip breakfast, it's bad for you. Well, you know what? We didn't eat breakfast for millions of years. Get it through your friggin' head. You know what I mean?
We do.
I say this to clients all the time. The ketogenic diet is not new. It's not a new fad diet. I mean, fasting is not a new concept. This is the way humans have been eating or not eating forever.
Yes.
We're just getting back to our natural biorhythms, right? So wintertime, food was scarce. That was when people were more in ketogenic states. Summer, more abundance, more plant foods. Yeah, maybe they had more carbohydrates in their diet. We've gotten so out of synchronicity. We have a whole chapter on this in the book where it's like, there were times where people went a couple of days without food. But, you know, you tell people, oh, my gosh, you know, do fast, and they completely lose their mind because of going without food.
Well, but you know why they do that, Jess, because 9 out of 10 people couldn't fast if they had to. We have friends,
right.
Elisa and I talk about this all the time, and we'll have friends, like Elisa fasted for 20 hours the other day just because that's the way her day worked out. And her friend David said to her, I don't know how you could do that. He goes, you know, I couldn't go for longer than, you know, 5 or 6 hours without a meal. And it's because these people have lost their evolutionary gift of metabolic flexibility.
Yes. That's exactly. And what we feel like we're sort of like being yoga therapists for people's metabolic flexibility with this book, you know, because that's exactly it. We've all lost touch with that. And boy, howdy, I used to be incredibly metabolically inflexible. I couldn't go more than 2 to 3 hours, Carl, without eating.
Right.
That's how my body was just so primed. Now I can literally go, and you know, this is not advised to everyone for the first go. I've been doing this for a long time. I know my body well. I can go 5 days with no food and only water.
Right.
And feel fantastic while working out and working crazy long hours because I've become so metabolically flexible. But that's, again, something I've worked up to over years. And yet it's wild. Like you said, I know more people are becoming more and more inflexible here.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting? So I've talked about this phenomenon that when you do long fasts, you actually – there's a euphoric sense.
Yes.
Like, and I'm going to say something that I'm sure you both are going to relate to, and that is that when you've been fasted for a day or two, you almost don't want to eat because you know that as soon as you eat, this euphoria is going to go away. And it finally dawned on me why that is. Because when we were hunter-gatherers, if we had no food, we needed something that hyped us up so we didn't lay down and just die. We had to be we had to become hyper-optimistic. We had to become high. And that's what it does. Ketones, the ketone bodies actually make us high. That's part of their signaling. Like, hey, you feel great. Don't worry about it. And that high is real because I hate eating once I'm in that zone.
It's tough to break.
I want to take a break. Speaking of the word break, where should people go to get your book, first of all, before we take this break?
Just hop on.
We are available at local bookstores here.
So Barnes and Noble's. Okay.
Yep.
Barnes and Noble, Amazon. Yep. We're on both of those sites now. Yep.
I love this book. I love this book because it kind of picks up where Siegfried's book left off. So Siegfried came in and he turned on the switch about ketosis and all that sort of stuff. And you guys have actually brought it a step further with the individualized approach to it and addressing other things than just ketosis. I want to take a break. I got lots more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Nasha Winters and Jess Higgins Kelly about their new book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. And it really is, it's a book that picks up where some of these other books have left off, that introduced the role of food, diet, into the discussion of cancer. So one of the things I wanted to mention is, in another way that the ketogenic diet makes perfect sense for cancers. So I got to piece this together because it's in my mind and it's like, so I have a book from like 1886 called Fortunes and Formulas.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's an alchemy book. Back in those days, people had to make like antidotes for poison and all this sort of stuff. And all the antidotes for poison, all of them, without exception, included egg yolk, heavy cream, beef tallow, fat. Very, very concentrated forms of fat. If you ate poison, you ate a lot of fat because the fat globules, almost like a liposomal approach. They encapsulate the poison and they help carry it out of the body. Okay, so fast forward to the 70s. Fat is evil. Everybody's on a low-fat diet. And now let's talk about women. I read a study about 10 years ago that looked at women who underwent rapid extreme weight loss, and the rate of breast cancer and ovarian cancer was significant in this group. And the authors promoted this concept that the subcutaneous fat cells are like time capsules for everything we've come in contact with over decades, including toxins. And when you undergo rapid weight loss, you're squeezing all these toxins into the bloodstream all at the same time, and they wreak havoc and they cause cancers. Now let's look at the ketogenic diet for a second. It's anywhere, therapeutic ketogenic diet is anywhere from 2 to 4 grams of fat to 1 combined gram of carbohydrates and protein. So we're talking about a high fat diet, really. Like the one Keckwick and Pawan experimented with that they found all their fat loss properties with. But think about this. If you're a woman and you're going to undergo rapid weight loss, if you are not eating fat so that it can be the choo-choo train to take the toxins out of your body, They're going to give you cancers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's an interesting thing here is that a lot of times, obviously, and the other side of it is a lot of people will go into a metabolic wasting process with the cancer, you know, when the cancer ring, and I'm using that verb purposefully, is active, then when we start to metabolically break down the storage in the body, we can see kind of an aggravation or a progression of cancers. However, if we can sort of bookend it, get somebody on a therapeutic ketogenic diet, or at the very least a high fat, low carbohydrate diet, even if they're not in deep ketosis, we can see a complete shift. We see things really stabilize. We see the rapidity of their fat loss. You know, they're not losing muscle. They're stabilizing. They're slowly squeezing that fat out. And with that fat being squeezed out, I love your analogy. It's like loading up, you know, train cars or dump trucks to carry those fat soluble toxins out of the building. And we're all just walking, you know, storage dumps of toxicants today.
Right.
It's not a matter of, do you have a toxicant in your body? Do you have a toxic burden? It's a matter of how bad is it and how much, you know, do you need to do to support it? And so, I think that this has been something we've also seen, both Jess and I clinically, that a lot of folks who had known, you know, toxic heavy metal exposures or viral loads or other things they've kind of collected over the years, we've seen a lot of those other quote unquote symptoms and disease processes leave the building along with the cancer stabilizing or even resolving.
Yeah. And the what you're talking about is cachexia, which a lot of people who,
correct.
But so I want to make sure I understand something. It sounds like you're saying that when the cancer is in the process of being quote unquote eradicated, it actually has almost a seeding effect where it can start to seed in other areas of the body.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you don't have the terrain being attended to, the rest of the body, and you don't have, you know, because cancer only metastasizes when it's given the information and the signals to do so.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
Or, you know, or this ability or inability to recognize, react, respond to those cells from our immune system. And so when we have a lot happening very quickly, whether it's stress, whether it's chemo, whether it's non-conventional therapies that are happening too fast and breaking down tumor lysis too quickly.
Right.
If we don't have the rest of the building, the rest of the terrain supported, we actually could cause more harm than good. So I'm always trying to ease people into realizing that, hey, don't go and just try everything you read online to treat cancer, because this is a little more of an elegant dance, at least initially, until you get the rest of the terrain cleaned up around the tumor. You know?
The image that's in my head is if you're painting at home and you don't throw tarps over the furniture, you're going to splash paint all over the furniture, right? So you have to prepare the room. You have to prepare the tissue. You have to prepare the body for what you're about to do so it doesn't splash somewhere else.
Wow. Exactly. That's all the blue tape now.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. So this is for Jess. This is for Jess. So I read a study recently. For a long time, people who are hardcore ketogenic followers have always said, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, not that important. They don't contribute to butyrate production directly. A study was just published that they may actually cause microbe farming that increase the diversity of certain microbes that are required to produce butyrate. So while they can't convert directly to butyrate like saturated fats can, they can actually increase the microbes that produce butyrate in the gut. Have you seen this research?
No, I haven't, but it makes total sense. I mean, our chapter on the microbiome goes so deep into the role these microbes play in nutrition overall. I mean, we wouldn't have or create nutrients, including folate, without our gut microbes.
Yeah.
And so it's so important to that. Had a whole chapter because we've lost that diversity, which just goes back to the same thing that's happened with our diet. Over time, we've just lost. We Americans eat the same eight foods on average.
Right.
And, you know, our ancestors
every week.
Ate. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But you know what? That's actually an advantage, because once you get the right foods, the really healthy foods, you know, you know what you're going to eat day in and day out. What are some of the most startling things that you've seen in your practice, Naysha, that when you were writing this book? I'm sure there's people who've asked you for individual stories of of patients, or what's some of the real standouts that you remember?
Well, I mean, my gosh, one of them is remembering, you know, this is not even just one story, but dozens of people, because the majority of people, I wish people came to me and said, oh, I have a small basal cell carcinoma on my cheek that I'd like you to help me with. No, the type of people who come find somebody like me are usually, you know, sent home, you know, sent out to pasture by their oncologist.
Right.
And at that point, they've tried, you know, everything conventionally. The therapies have failed them. They didn't fail the therapies. The therapies failed them. And so now they're looking for other alternatives. And many of them at that point are very depleted. They are cachectic, that metabolic muscle wasting. They do have all kinds of inflammatory processes and cytokines and growth factors just going crazy merely from being kicked up from the treatment itself with the best intentions, right? And so they come to me and we start to say, okay, well, we're going to start simply. And simply is with food, because you cannot drive a car on bad gas. And we start to pull, initially we pull the sugar. And we do that by pulling what everybody thinks is healthy in this country, which is all the pulses, the legumes, the breads, the grains. We pull that entirely out. We pull out all the starchy veggies. And everyone at first freaks out until they realize there are other options. Once we do that, there is a shift that happens in their psychology as well as in their physiology. Mm-hmm. And we can see it happening on labs within a matter of days. We've been doing enough women in cancer retreats to see that in 4 days of attending a retreat, we get pre-labs before the retreat. And within the week after, we take labs again in a lot of these folks and see drastic changes in a lot of physiologic parameters, especially in the blood sugar arena. And then we start to get a handle on things like inflammation, and things start to stabilize. As they stabilize, we go deeper. So people who've come in unable to even carry themselves, they have to be wheeled in. We've watched them be able to walk again within a matter of days. The retreat environment was such the classic example of this. And we had hundreds of people who went through that process with us. And my folks who've been with me on those, they can tell the stories themselves of watching people literally come back to life in the matter of a few days. And so, you know, it's been interesting watching. I always said, joked with my clients that the most, and Jess, this is her experience too, the worst case scenario patient I see are the vegan athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, and this is so hard because this is coming from a what I'd call retired or recovering vegan athlete. And so, and just the same way that, yeah, it was great for short term. It was great for kind of improving upon a really terrible standard American diet that I'd been on. But man almighty, I could not rebuild myself. And I struggled for many, many years, as have a lot of these patients. So they're not only malnourished, they're also terribly oxidized from the over-exercising they're doing on a system that has the wrong nutrition and lacking of some of the cofactors that are needed to make them function optimally. So we've just watched labs change, people's brains change, people's bodies change in a matter of days just by implementing a gentle transition to a low-carb diet, much less a ketogenic.
You know, you're when you start talking about the vegan diet, it's really like touching the third rail. Well, because vegan,
yeah,
it's a dogma. It's not a dietary
it
template.
Is.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. There are passages. I'm not a religious person at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there are passages in the Bible. We have been arguing about omnivore versus vegan since recorded history.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
And like people just, yeah, they still fight tooth and nail about it. It's not an appropriate diet for humans. It's just not. I'm sorry to say it, but it's not.
No, you know, we debunk that in our...
Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, go, Jess.
We debunk the vegan diet from a nutrition science perspective throughout the book. And like Nisha said, I mean, it's time and a place, but when you look at, we were talking earlier about detox, we know that phase one and phase two detoxification requires amino acids, right? So we have to have some element of protein in our diet, and obviously complete protein, so that in order to form DNA and all these other things, we're just not genetically tuned to follow a vegan diet. And they're finding that's fact. And when you look at it from a nutrition science perspective, that is what we see. And I feel like a lot of these people come out and they're buying into the vegan diet because it makes, you know, it seems like it would make sense. But
it's factually incorrect. Like we just are not designed to eat vegan diet. There was just a study last week that shows all the different nutrients that vegans are depleted in.
Yeah.
Including B12.
And it's even worse because most American vegans feel that they are abiding by the diet as long as they're not eating anything from an animal. So that means that they could eat Twinkies and Cheerios and it's like, hey, I'm a vegan. And they just, you know what's an interesting fact? I was out at Quest Nutrition not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And no, actually, this was in Tampa when I went to the keto conference
in
Tampa.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Ron Penner from Quest, and he told me an interesting fact, and I looked it up, and he's right. He said to me, you could eat beef for every meal, every day, for the rest of your life, and never end up with a nutrient deficiency. And I said, well, that sounds hard to believe. What about vitamin C? He says, interesting you bring that up. He said, the early Chinese Navy and the early, Thor was not a Scandinavian, but the
Viking
navies, they brought live cattle on the ship. They raised cattle. They slaughtered cattle. They ate beef. They never got scurvy. And you know why? Because A, cows are one of the animals that make their own vitamin C, and B, it's in their flesh. It's in their flesh. And so I started looking into this, and it turns out that it's true. And I did a meme not too long ago that got me a lot of heat. I said, wonder where early vegan humans got their vitamin B12 from. Oh, wait, there were no early vegan humans. They died of nutrient deficiencies. They didn't have a GNC. They didn't have a vitamin shop. They couldn't buy sublingual methyl B12. They died if they didn't get that stuff, and you can't get that stuff from plants.
Right. It's tough because we really, my hope is that people also realize when they look at this book that the common thread of good anti-cancer diets are still very rich in like a plant-based diet. That's the key. And the other myth that we bust constantly throughout this book is that this is not a high-protein diet. It takes very little. We approach protein like a condiment in this book, except for in places where you're like going into surgery or recovering, you need to up your protein levels, right? So there's places where it's important to be more veg-centric and places where it's important to be more protein-centric. Again, it's not a standardized approach at all.
Yeah. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to address genetics and DNA, because obviously there are literally billions of dollars being spent today to try to eradicate cancer through focusing on the genetics and the DNA side. And it's really wasted money, and it's never going to have an answer. I want to talk about that. How do you address that when you talk to people? The book is actually available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. I just found it online on Barnes & Noble. So if you want to get it there, it's a fantastic book. It takes up where a lot of the other keto and cancer books leave off, the metabolic approach to cancer. Get it for yourself. Get it for a family member. Really, we need to spread the word, because we're wasting way too many lives, on the way people are treating cancer today. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Like letting that song play out because I used to be a big fan of Elvis Costello when I was in my early 20s. I'll be 59 June the 11th. 59. Ooh. Man, I got to tell you, it's a change in perspective when once you get above like 55, 56, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I can see the end of the trip now. Wow, you know, I'm getting close. Anyway, we're talking with Dr. Nasha Winters and Jess Higgins-Kelly about their new book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. You know, folks, if you don't buy this book because you don't really need it, and I understand that, right? But you need to tell people about this book because we need to get the word out there that cancer is not genetic in nature. Now, there are people who are going to say, well, there are people who have genetic predisposition to develop cancer. And I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But you don't just get your genetics from your family. You get your lifestyle from your mother and father. The way they ate, you learn to eat. And if they develop cancer, you develop cancer. You go, oh, wait a minute. It's genetic. Well, maybe not. Maybe you have a genetic predisposition that if you have a crappy lifestyle to develop cancer. You know what analogy I like to use when I get into this? And I have friends who are actually physicians, and they believe that cancer is genetic in nature. And I say to them, And this is far-fetched, and it's purposefully far-fetched, but it kind of gets the point across. So if I jumped in the Pacific Ocean and tried to breathe water, I would drown. Does that mean I am genetically predisposed not to be able to breathe water? And you'd say, no, you idiot, don't try to breathe water. It'll drown you. Ah, so it's not my genes that drowned me?
Yeah.
So what do you say to people when they ask you about genetics? What do you say, Naysha?
Well, I mean, Jeff and I really agree on this because this whole chapter in our book goes in, and one of the quotes we love from Bruce Lipton is that concept that basically if you have the right environment, or as Dr. Seyfried would say, if your mitochondria are well tuned up, then you are armed against DNA mutations and against the expression of your sort of familial broken genetic information. And so we can, you know, we might come in here with our blueprint, but we can rearrange the furniture, you know, at will. And so I think that that's kind of the simplistic approach to it.
Right.
I don't think it is our destiny. And I think we're learning more and more about how we can manipulate that.
And Jess, in fact, don't we know that just from twin studies? Don't we see there's studies out there that show two twins, both with the BRAC BRCA1 gene, one gets breast cancer, one doesn't. If it was, in fact, a genetic absolute, wouldn't they both get breast cancer?
Right. Yeah, and it's like we say, we know now that DNA is not destiny. It's the pools that we swim in, you know. It depends on what your emotional, your internal, your external environment. That is what changes our genetic expression. And so we know with epigenetics and that emerging field there that we have the ability to work around any genetic SNPs. There was an amazing study that came out that showed that patients who took selenium supplementation were able to normalize their the DNA damage that happens with their BRCA mutations just by having the proper amount of selenium.
Yeah.
So we know that with the right nutrition, we can overcome these DNA, you know, mutations that people think are a death sentence. But it's not. If you pay attention to your terrain and have the right nutrition, then DNA does not put you in the casket. You know, it's how you live your life.
Yeah. Do you think that people have a hard time with this concept because it actually, I say this in a non-political way, but our population today has really found ways to shrug personal responsibility at every opportunity. Do you think that part of the problem with this message, the reason that people aren't really willing, like that woman, oh, I wish this was true, because basically you're telling people you gave yourself cancer. Good news is you can get rid of it, but you gave yourself cancer. Isn't that a hard pill to swallow? No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's a dance. It's a teeter-totter, right, between empowerment and guilt.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I spoke with a colleague of mine, Dr. Forsman, this weekend at a conference. Dr. Gary Forsman is a medical doctor, and he used the perfect word to describe, which to me I think of as the center of the teeter-totter now, is that concept of neutral self-inquiry of, hey, we didn't know what we didn't know, but once we learn it, we're empowered to do something about it, and we can make those little changes that will change what, you know, damage we may have unknowingly caused or unknowingly been exposed to. And so it does kind of help that teeter-totter balance out a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. You know, we didn't know what we didn't know, so you're not at fault here, but now you know. You can't unring a bell. What are you going to do about it? Go ahead, Jess.
The introduction of our book, it's, you know, some people are really going to resonate with our approach and some people aren't, because our approach really asks for people to take this on, to be, you know, self-reliant, what they feed themselves, to actually take responsibility for their health, because we've become so passive. You know, cancer is something that just happens to you. We don't know why. It's bad luck. It's your genes. There's nothing you can do about it. But the languaging around cancer has made people feel that they're powerless.
Right.
And so this is a mind shift. It's a change in focus to get us to start thinking like, oh, wow, I actually have control over this. And what I put in my body has impact, you know. So it's a definite shift. And some people are ready to take that on, and some people are completely turned off.
What about the link? Right. What about the use of other therapies? I mean, we're talking a lot about diet here, but mm-hmm. what about things like intravenous vitamin C? Do you see any real benefits from, mm-hmm. from using that?
Well, Jess, you want me to run with this one? Yeah. Okay. I of course know that I personally don't think there's any magic bullet to any disease process, much less cancer. So I like to approach something like cancer from like a direct cytotoxic, the metabolic, the immunologic, as well as the mental, emotional, you know, psychosocial. So coming at it as in that approach, high dose vitamin C has shown incredible resonance and synergy with ketogenic diet. When you take high doses of IV vitamin C, it actually has a cell kill and a direct, you know, cytotoxic effect on the actual cancer cell. And so I love therapies like that, or where we see that ketogenic diet in sort of synergy with things like hyperbaric oxygen therapies yeah. or other oxidative therapies such as artesunate IV or even ozone through the blood. You know, we can see some powerful things. With hyperthermia, it's one of my favorite approaches. And even we see that it makes radiation work much better. If you right. have a high sugar, radiation doesn't work.
Right.
You're getting all the harm and none of the benefits.
And look what they feed people in the
yeah.
hospitals. I want to pull my friggin' hair out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're giving you radiation, we're giving you chemotherapy. Here, have this pudding with sugar and have this bread and have this yeah. have pasta with your bread. Oh. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's so malpractice.
Yeah, I know. So talking about vitamin C just for a second longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any opinions on liposomally delivered vitamin C? We've had a couple guests on the show that talk yeah. about how it's able to get into the cell without being oxidized because it's in that phospholipid.
Yeah.
Any opinions on that?
I love it because I have a lot of clients around the country that don't have anybody available to them to do intravenous IVC, which would be like the gold standard. But man, a silver standard up there on the metal podium would be the liposomal application. And I actually heard your advertisement for Livon. I've used Livon for years and I follow the work of Dr. Thomas Levy yeah. and his work as well. And I have had lots of patients be able to use this when they didn't have access to the IV with great results. So you have to put it quite high. We might do 5 to 10 packets a few times a week. To really get those levels, because we'll test the tissue levels and make sure we're getting to the cytotoxic levels that we want to get to. And we can, actually, which is nice to see.
Do you address sleep in the book? We're coming close to the end. Do you address sleep? And because one of the things I noticed when over at the Epigenics Foundation in California with Quest is that a lot of these people, especially those with like glioblastoma, they don't sleep well. It's mm-hmm. almost like yeah. a vicious cycle. Doesn't sleep play a role in the etiology of cancers?
Mm-hmm. Go with it, Jess. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what we've learned with, you know, biorhythms, circadian rhythms, they just deemed shift work, the IARC, mm-hmm. the International research on cancer, shift work is a class 2 carcinogen because
yeah.
it causes breast cancer, right? So we know that when people are up late at night, they're on their screens, it's suppressing melatonin, and melatonin has such powerful anti-cancer actions. And with the advent of light in our computer screens, people are up, you know, way too late, and mm-hmm. they're getting artificial light. And we now know that it absolutely does cause cancer. We see that in the nursing population and other shift workers. So it's yeah. huge, and we do address sleep. And I know people are into the whole every biohacking everything and say, oh, you don't need that much sleep. Well, you do need sleep. Our bodies mm-hmm. physiologically need that time to repair and to rejuvenate. So you do need sleep. And we tell our clients to make sure that they're sleeping at night while it's dark and then awake during yeah. daylight hours yeah. instead of saying, well, I get 8 hours of sleep, but I go to bed at 2 a.m. and I'm asleep until 10 a.m. It's like, no, we have to right. kind of get back into our natural circadian rhythms.
You know who I blame yeah. for this whole sleep deficit problem, right?
Oh, no.
Michael Douglas, the actor. When he played Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. And he was talking to young Bud Fox walking on the beach in California at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning watching and saying, I just got off the phone with Japan and trading, you know, sleep. You don't make money while you sleep, bud. And I'm like, and everybody looked at that and said, oh, man, you know, I need to work more. I need to sleep less. I need to be like Gordon Gekko.
Oh, God. Thank you for that.
I mean, seriously, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not driven enough if I'm sleeping 8 hours a night. No, yeah. Believe me, you're going to drive yourself into the grave if you don't sleep 8 hours a night.
Oof.
So, sleep is very important. I mean, and that's a nice thing. So the book really addresses all of the different variables that can be manipulated to help somebody get control of their cancer. And even if they're going for the standard of care, you will fare better if you do these things that are detailed in the book. You will, because like we said a second ago, if you're eating crap food that gave you cancer while you're getting chemotherapy, while you're getting radiation therapy, you're not going to get rid of your cancer. I'm sorry. You're not.
Yeah. Or you might initially, but the recurrence rate is 70%.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, don't be that statistic, folks. We want to help you here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The book is available at Amazon.com. I found it on BarnesandNoble.com. It's a fantastic book. People need to buy it and read it because I'll tell you what else this is, right? If you're somebody who says, you know, my dad had cancer, my mom had cancer, wake up. You have control. You don't have to get cancer. It is not in your genes, folks. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your lifestyle. Look, you can't change the fact that you can't breathe water, but you cannot jump in the ocean and try to breathe in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You have control on that.
Beautiful.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Fantastic book, a fantastic continuation, keeping this discussion moving forward. More and more people need to know this. It's shocking to me the number of people who still don't get it, that cancer has metabolic origins. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having it.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Then that's it for today. We're off to a good start. The week, we've got a lot of great shows the rest of the week. Hope you can tune in live. And if you can't, you know there's always the podcast. And that's all I've got to say. Talk to you later.